Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk 111. My name is Kevin Andrews. I'm the founder and host. Today, Real Talk is a radio show that deals with real people and real issues. Real Talk 111 will discuss what really matters to the people in the community and churches. But most of all, the voice that speaks for the brokenhearted, the hopeless, the homeless, and those with addictions and poverty and crime. Some of the episodes featured will be Shift Destiny, New Beginning, Drop It Like It's Hot, Standing in the Gap, The Road to Freedom, Who Can I Trust? Today's episode is about injury in the line of duty. I'll be coming from 1 Samuel 16, from the 1st to the 13th verse. This was a very difficult time for Samuel. Israel, the country he served and loved, for many years rejected his leadership because he had grown old. On top of that, his friends, King Saul, was guilty of disobeying God's clear commandments, lying about things he had done. Because of these sins, he had forfeit his throne. Even though he was still in office, he was unfit to lead the nation. Due to his disobedience by King Saul, Samuel had broken his fellowship with him, was saddened because of it. I know that in our lives, when things do not seem to be going the way we feel they should, we often find ourselves moaning and kind of feeling sorry for ourselves, injured in the line of duty. I also know that in life, even when things are not going the way you would like, times that we need to act. And for Samuel, this was one of those times. God had chosen him to anoint the new king over Israel. And this is where we pick up today from our reading. 1 Samuel 16 chapter, 1st verse to the 13th verse. We learn how a little shepherd boy, like I said, a little shepherd boy, his job is insignificant, and he was soon to become one of the most famous kings in the history of Israel. But where there is usually good things happening, guess what? There's some bad things happening too, along when God is getting ready to move you, along when you're ready to go into your purpose. Sometimes, as a warrior, you have to go behind enemy lines. And you go behind enemy lines because God sent you there to do your duty. But in the process of doing your duty, you get injured. And sometimes you can become critically injured. You have to remember what you've been trained. And when you are called by God, guess what? The enemy is going to attack you. He's going to attack you. He's going to attack me. And sometimes we find ourselves injured behind enemy lines. What are we going to do when we're injured in the line of duty? Well, guess what? This is what I want to tell you, what you need to do. Just as much as I tell you the same thing I need to do. This is Real Talk. We have a special force coming, no matter how bad it is. They will come and bring you out. But you have to still remember your training, what you've been taught in basic training. don't lose your focus, for one. No matter what your situation is, no matter how bad you're injured, you have to learn to focus on your objectives. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's seeking you because now you came into his territory. Now you know what's going on. So many of you right now are hurting. So many of you are now at a critical point in your life, and you don't know which way to go. But today, this afternoon, I'm here to tell you, hold on, because we have an elite force that's coming in to save you. Just stand still and know that he is God. That's why, to you right now, I'm speaking to you, soldiers. I'm speaking to you, warriors. Hold on. Lose not faith. Stay in contact. And how can you stay in contact with us? Through prayer. How can you stay in contact with us? Through the word. How can you stay in contact? By going to church. Especially when you're injured. I know that a lot of times it's so critical that you don't know what to do, which way to go. But knowing we're coming for you. We're coming to bring you out of that situation. We're coming to make things right in your life. But you have to remember what you was trained when you're injured in the line of duty. And when you're in the line of duty, a lot of times you're by yourself. And you're saying to yourself, the pain is so great. I don't know what I'm going to do. No one understands how I'm feeling. But I want to tell you one thing. If you hold on to the things that you've been trained, your baby to come through. And our main mission is to save and bring you out from the hostile territories. To realize you're going to get in places where the territories are hostile, where it seems like nothing is going to go right. You have to remember that we're coming for you. And you will come forth. And you will come out of that situation. This is not a normal radio show that has a floor mat. But I want you to know, I'm sounding the alarm. I'm giving you instructions to be able to come out of hostile territory. That I'm talking to you about right now. It's going to teach you how to survive behind enemy lines. I know warriors aren't supposed to find themselves in trouble that he can't get out of. But sometimes, guess what? We do. One thing we have to remember, spiritual warfare, we have to keep being reminded of what we've been trained. We can overcome our enemy, but let us realize one thing. Sometimes when we go behind enemy lines, sometimes we get injured because we're not there to fight the battle. We're there to observe the enemy. We're there to be able to know what to pray about. But sometimes we find ourselves when we see someone a victim, or we see them being a victim, that we try to step in. And when we do to try to save them, we end up getting hurt too. And the thing to do is you're there to gather information, to know what the enemy's doing. So what you need to do is not always fight every battle, but you need to know that you need to report to your commander. Who's your commander? Your commander is Jesus Christ. Whose are the soldiers, elite force? They are the angels that come to be able to help you through your situation. I'm here to let you know, no matter what it costs, we will leave no one behind. You will not be left injured. If you hold on to the training that you have, you will be able to come through your situation. But guess what? Sending the devil bringing hell to you. You let the devil don't make no difference what hell you're going through. You are a king. You are a queen, and you were chosen for this purpose. Do not allow your self-worth to be taken away from you. Do not allow the pain that you feel to cause you to not reach your purpose or your destiny. You might be injured, but you're still alive. And while you're setting up your suffering and going through, focus on your training. Yes, you still have a duty. And that duty is to hold on. Hold on to that word. Hold on to that purpose. And don't let it go. The elite force is coming in to save you this day, this hour. I know some of you right now, as you listen to me right now, some of you has lost hope. Some of you are so in despair, you just can't even pray. You can't even see your way out. But I know what it is to be injured in the line of duty. I am a veteran. For 15, 16 years, I've been on active duty for the Lord. And because I've been on active duty, when I first started, I had a zeal and a hunger. And I didn't care where you send me at, I would go and do what he called me to do. And that is my duty. But in the process of it, injuries were critical. And I found myself fainting. I found myself becoming hopeless. I found myself becoming depressed. Then I realized it's time for me to focus what I was assigned to do. No life or death going to stop what my assignment is to do. I would die trying to do my duty. I'm saying to you, if you hold on and do what you're called to do, God will bring you out. Remember, you have a survival plan. And when you are injured, you need to be able to go in your survival pack and pull out. What am I talking about pulling out? I'm talking about pulling out that word. I'm talking about pulling out that prayer. I'm talking about pulling out that joy to bring you through. Don't allow distractions because the bullets are flying. Sometimes, even when you're injured and it's critical and the enemy's all around you, sometimes you got to lay still. You got to make a decision. If you get up, you'll know where your location at. But if you stay and let the elite force come in, you have a beacon on you. And that beacon is the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost will direct the elite team, which is Jesus Christ, which is the elite force, the Michael. You speaking to the messenger, Gabriel. I'm speaking to you now. I'm letting you know we're coming for you. And you're going to be okay. And you're going to maybe make it through whatever that situation is. I'm here today. The purpose telling you, you won't be injured. But letting you know, sometimes you will get injured. Sometimes it will be critical. But you have to remember that you have a survival pack. And that survival pack will pull you through. I want to say to you this evening, you hear my voice, but you need to hear God's voice. What I say to you is to hold on to your word. Hold on to your promises. Hold on to your dreams. And let God come where you at. Some of you think you're so critically injured that no one is going to come and save you. You have no more hope left in you. I'm going to die behind enemy lines. While I'm here to tell you, you will not die. You shall live. The least time you think that you won't make it, you will make it. I'm telling you, you will make it. You shall survive. as I speak to you right now on the airway, I'm speaking to your spirit. I'm speaking to your soul. Let not your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid, but knowing that your commander, he sees and he has the power to invade the enemy territory. You're saying you're all alone, but guess what? He's sending a great force right now that will bring you out when the enemy starts to close in on you. And that's when he's sending his warriors. They're coming from every direction. And now you see yourself get strength. Now you are flowing in the spirit. It's no longer your flesh. Your spirit is so strong now that you can conquer anything. You stand up and you're still clearly wounded, but you feel the power and the might of God in you. You see your brothers and your sisters coming to your rescue, but most of all, you see your God. And because you see your God, God is making a way for you to escape the hostile territories. A lot of times, we all are going through many different things, and we all get injured. I want to say to you, you can make it, and you will make it. You just have to hold on to the word. I'm going to pray for you right now. I want you to know that I am the warrior. I am the one that's coming to rescue you behind enemy lines. That is my duty, even though I may be wounded, even though I may be in despair, but I will not leave a fellow soldier behind. To my sisters, I say this to my brothers, I say this to the leaders, I'm part of that special force. And I come right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of destruction that come against the men and women of God. I sanctify us in the spirit of love and peace and joy. Heavenly Father, I do not pray that you should take them out of the battle, but Lord, I ask you to show them that they have the power and authority that they can survive no matter what that situation is, that even though the enemy camped against them and all around them, God, you gave them a plan. You gave them a promise to set them free from any negative or evil spiritual forces that surround them. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Any bad spirit, any evil influence spirit, the present and the past included, the vices such as pride, self-righteousness, I ask you, Lord, please, please hear your children cry and deliver them, for now they are in trouble. Now they sound alarm. And God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, they're facing many enemies. They're in the enemy's territory. But God, right now, lift them up. Lord God, they cry, Lord. Lord, with a poor heart. But God, let them save them. Because, Lord God, they're behind enemy lines. Huh? Lord God, they're doing your duty. And, Lord God, let them remember that it's not over. I want to say to you, this segment is a two-part series. I will be back on next Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern time. I want you to prepare to be on that show. If you cannot be on it, God already made a way. All you have to do is Google Injured in the Line of Duty, part 2. But the first part was In the Line of Duty. You can Google it. And when you Google it, you put Real Talk 111 by Kevin Andrews. I'm the founder and host. The conclusion of all this is, take heed to what you hear. We need to apply what we hear. That's real talk. We need to go back to the basics. And some of us need to go back to basic training. And that starts being on our knees. That starts getting in our word. I want you to know that you're well equipped to come through the hostile territories that you're at right now. I want you to know you are very well equipped. Don't give up, my brother. Don't give up, my sister. That's why this is real talk. We're going to talk about real things. We're going to talk about things that can change. Don't allow your situation to make you feel there is no change coming, because change is coming for you. It's coming for you. I say it again. It's coming for you. You hold on, and I promise you, any of you like to reconnect with me, please leave a comment. If you're on Facebook, all you have to do is to go to Block Talk Radio. Real Talk 111 by Kevin Andrews. And guess what? You'll be able to connect with me. It's time now for us to hold on. It's time for us to join together as a nation, as a community, as churches, and most of all, as individuals that can come together and change our nation. Bring our children back. Bring our families back. Bring love back into this world. They lost, but we can make it if we only follow the instructions of our commander. Even if you're injured, he will bring you back. I want you to know that love that he gives, power he gives. His word is power. As I speak right now, I speak life to you. I speak against death. I speak against rejection. That I speak joy, peace, and happiness. Have your way in God. Have your way that you may understand he will not leave you behind. You might be injured, and you're on duty. And guess what? You're going to get your reward. Hold on. I promise you. This day and this time, we need to learn to trust, and God will make a way. Thank you for coming to Real Talk. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.